1071 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Pleasure to welcome Zach Gribble to the radio show. Zach is on the phone lines. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
First off, Zach, got to say congratulations and well done with Lights on Stratford, the Winter Festival of Lights. Zach, you must be pretty happy with the way things turned out.
Given all of the twists and turns with pandemic restrictions and winter weather and extreme cold weather warnings, we are actually really thrilled with Lights On this year. We safely hosted over 75,000 attendees across our main locations, which really is an amazing number. And it was really heartwarming to, especially this last weekend, to see so many happy people out and about on a cold winter's night throughout Stratford. Just really rewarding to see the vibrancy that this festival has brought to town.
Oh, and the comments on social media with people enjoying Lights on Stratford. Do you have a particular highlight or some memories about to Lights on Stratford, looking back, something that stands out for you?
Well, I mean, there are. And of course, as a bit more time goes by and you look back perhaps with rose-colored glasses on certain things, like it was just incredibly stressful when we had that delay due to the BC flooding for Sky Castle to arrive, which ended up arriving halfway through the festival. But in some ways, it made it more special, and there was a reason to come back and revisit, and there was built-up anticipation. So it's funny how sometimes the struggles end up being the most rewarding experiences. I'll also never forget when the adults in the room got the order of the planets wrong. It took, an 8-year-old after thousands of people have been through it with the courage to get in touch with us to correct the order of the planets. So those are two things that really stand out for me.
And I think for me, Shakespearean Gardens as part of the Lights on Stratford display, because certainly during the wintertime, it's kind of a hidden spot. It almost gets forgotten about. But my gosh, with the sound and light display at Shakespearean Gardens, that was incredible.
It really was, and out of all of the displays, that one was built from the ground up from Stratford. It was a true made in Stratford experience. And most recently, yesterday, we were able to share the composer's work online, which is for sale and can be downloaded online, which is really amazing because we had a lot of people reach out to us and say, I was really touched by that experience. Where can I find out more about the music that was composed for it? And there are three tracks, and so those are online. The composer's name is Deanna Choi, and she does a lot of work for the theater. So that sort of built in Stratford, I think we can all take a lot of pride in that particular installation.
Now, Zach, Lights on Stratford, will it be back again for next season?
We are deep in planning. So, yes, the short answer is yes. We're learning and we're growing with each time we do this. And, of course, in the pressure cooker of the pandemic, I cannot wait until we can actually host a festival that has less restrictions, has less supply issues, et cetera. So we were successful in year one. We were highly successful this year. And we're going to continue to grow. So there'll be more light displays. And we're looking at a light trail to really define the experience as you go through the city. And so, same time next winter, we are also looking at summer pop-ups like we've done last year to be included in the festival as well. There'll always be a philanthropic aspect to it. This year by Sky Castle, we were trying to help United Way raise funds for the Connection Center. So we'll find out how successful that was in the next couple of days. So all of that will be contained again next winter.
All right. We look forward to that. Now, Zach, with Destination Stratford moving forward, we've got Valentine's Day coming up. And, of course, the trails continue with Destination Stratford.
Yes, the trails are still very strong. We will have some exciting news about an upcoming addition to our culinary trails. I won't get ahead of myself, but that we're looking at for this spring. We also have some other interesting things coming up. Again, I can't tell a lot right now, but we are busy. preparing for spring and a return of a lot of visitation and a really strong summer. So we're really looking forward to welcoming people back to the city and to helping the tourism economy rebound and regrow.
All right, Zach, if they want to check in with Destination Stratford, what's the best way?
Visitstratford.ca is your best bet, and connect with us on social. We're very active and busy across online channels, but visitstratford.ca will have all of the information and all of the upcoming events and some special initiatives that we're starting up.
Well, Zach, again, congratulations on Lights on Stratford, the very successful Winter Festival of Lights, and a huge thank you, my gosh, to all the volunteers that help out with something like that, too.
As I've been saying, it takes a village to raise a lights festival, and the community has been outstanding. Every corporate sponsors to the city to our staff and crew. Shout out to Kaylee Christofiak, who's our general manager. This is not an easy feat in the wintertime, out of pandemic. It really took the entire community to embrace this and to host this successfully.
Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford and Destination Stratford. Again, Zach, thanks so much for your time, and take a breather next couple of days.
Yes, I'm going to unwind. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jamie.